This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Corporate news today comes to us from the original American conglomerate. GE Power is the biggest division in General Electric, both by revenue and the number of employees. That latter, though, is going to be getting smaller with the demand for fossil fuels not what it once was. GE Power is laying off about 12,000 people worldwide. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank is on that one.
GE's power business makes turbines which produce about a third of the world's electricity, but its profits dropped 50% in the third quarter of this year. That's because demand for fossil fuel power stations is weakening and renewable energy is getting cheaper. Todd Davidson at the University of Texas at Austin's Energy Institute says last year, 60% of the new generating capacity in the U.S. was in wind and solar.
That shift towards wind and solar is something that not many people accurately accounted for.
Including GE, whose former CEO made big bets on fossil fuel power in recent years, like acquiring French steam turbine manufacturer Alstom.
Acquiring assets that were businesses related to coal-fired power plants in 2015, unfortunately, was not a great move.
Davidson says the company and its main rival Siemens have been in an arms race to make ever more efficient gas turbines.
They have pushed themselves into this place where now we have a surplus of capacity.
Last month, Siemens also announced some 7,000 job cuts. GE says most of its layoffs will be outside of the U.S., including in Switzerland, Germany, and the U.K. David Schlissel at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis says it gives the company more room to build a foundation in renewables.
GE is the second leading vendor for wind turbines in the United States.
CEO John Flannery is also planning to increase focus on some of the company's other more profitable areas like aviation and healthcare. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.